From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama has officially declared the H1N1 swine flu outbreak a national emergency, a step that opens the way for hospitals, doctors, and local governments to get legal waivers so they can better cope with any surge of people with the swine flu virus. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more.
The president's declaration directs Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius to remove bureaucratic roadblocks hampering the federal response to the emerging pandemic. That means bypassing rules affecting Medicare, Medicaid, and health privacy regulations. So far, more than 1,000 Americans have died from H1N1, also known as the swine flu. The government originally expected to have as many as 120 million doses of vaccine available by now, but production delays have forced the government to cut back expectations, and only 11 million vaccine doses have been shipped thus far. Officials say they hope to distribute about 50 million doses by mid-November and 150 million by December. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
One Egyptian passenger train slammed into the back of another just outside Cairo today, killing at least 15 people and injuring more than two dozen others. Emergency crews have been struggling to get the dead and injured out of the wreckage. Pakistani forces have captured the hometown of the head of the Taliban in that country after heavy fighting today as part of the government's ongoing offensive in the border area near Afghanistan. Also, a suspected U.S. missile strike killed at least 15 militants at a senior Taliban commander's hideout. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
The target of the drone strike is thought to have been Taliban commander Malvi Fakir. He is reported to have narrowly escaped, leaving the compound 10 minutes before it was struck, while his son-in-law and nephew were killed. The U.S. has shown no sign of easing the drone attacks, even as Pakistan wages a major offensive against the Taliban in the tribal agency of South Waziristan, where the army says it killed 21 militants in the past 24 hours. At a briefing, the army spokesman was asked if the drone attacks were a distraction or an asset. Major General Attar Abbas said Pakistan would prefer to go it alone and denied that the U.S. was assisting in the Waziristan operation. Pakistan publicly calls the U.S. strikes a violation of its sovereignty, but it's widely believed that the two sides have a tacit agreement that allows the U.S. to strike militants on Pakistani soil. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
President Obama is calling on banks to lend more money to small businesses, many of which have been unable to get credit despite government efforts to boost lending.
The goal here is to get credit where it's needed most, to businesses that support families, sustain communities, and create the jobs that power our economy. That's why we enacted the financial stability plan in the first place.
In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said small businesses are responsible for nearly two-thirds of the jobs created in the U.S. over the past 15 years. This is NPR News. The president of Uganda is warning of a robust response to Somali Islamists if they attack his country's capital city. Earlier, a rebel commander threatened to target Uganda and Burundi in retaliation for an alleged attack by peacekeepers from those countries in Somalia. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton has the story.
Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni dismissed the threats from Islamist insurgents from Somalia, but warned that any attack on his country would be met with force. The Somali rebels made threats against Uganda and Burundi after civilians were killed in a clash between Islamist fighters and African peacekeepers in Mogadishu Thursday. Uganda and Burundi provide most of the troops for the 5,000-strong African force, which protects Somalia's fragile interim government. But the mission is woefully undermanned. In an audacious twin suicide car bombing on the peacekeepers' headquarters in the Somali capital last month, Islamists killed 17 soldiers, including the Burundian deputy force commander. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Game 6 of the American League Championship Series has been postponed because of rain in New York. The Yankees lead the best-of-seven series with the Los Angeles Angels 3-2. Pitcher Andy Pettitte was slated to start for the Yankees. He says the rainout is a disappointment.
This is the longest day ever, you know, and it's finally, you know, I was just about to start getting into my routine, and they come walking in there and tell me it got canceled.
Pettitte will start tomorrow for the Yankees, but Angels manager Mike Socia says he's keeping his pitching options open. The winner of the series will take on the defending world champion Philadelphia Phillies in the World Series. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.